Folks, visit the official online shop of the Minnesota Twins at twinsbaseball.com. Browse the largest online selection of authentic gear, including official caps, T-shirts, jerseys, collectibles, and more. Get your team gear straight from the source. Shop the Minnesota Twins. Well, it's going to be Blake Wood to pitch now for the Kansas City Royals as the Twins bat. In the bottom of the ninth inning in a scoreless game, Bruce Chen, 8 innings tonight. He gave up just 8 hits. No runs. He walked 1 and he struck out 4. Blake Wood is on. Big, tall right-hander, hard thrower. And he faces Benson in the first pitch. Low for a ball, 1-0 to count. Blake Wood, 5-2 in the year, 54 appearances. 69 innings pitched, 64 hits allowed, and an ERA of 2.50. One ball and no strikes. And here's the Wood pitch. Swing and a miss by Benson. He had a home run cut, but he missed it. And it'll be 1-1 to count. Benson does not have a home run. Butera and then Ben Revere to follow. The three scheduled batters for the Twins. Hitters 8, 9, and 1 in the order. Benson has a couple of hits tonight. And the pitch. Swinging a foul and a slider. And it'll be 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Leadoff batter Joe Benson for the Twins in the bottom of the ninth inning in a scoreless game. And the pitch. Ground ball out to short. Fielded by Escobar. His throw in time to get Benson out by a half a step. And that'll be out number one for the Twins here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's Drew Butera to bat. Nope, going to be denied Span. So Span will bat for Butera. Drew had been in the on-deck circle, but Spain will get announced here as the pinch hitter. Denard, who played in the game last night, had a triple, scored a run. He's hitting a 261. As a pinch hitter, he is 0-for-1. Denard was 1-for-4 with a run batted in last night's game. Here's Blake Wood to Denard Span. Strike, a fastball is right in there, and 0-1. Twins batting, bottom of the ninth inning, no score. Blake Wood to Denard, swinging a line drive down the right field line, a fair ball. This one will catch the corner. Span on his way to second. He'll cruise into second base with a two-bagger. And the Twins have the winning run at second base. One out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ben Revere will bat. Span runs well. A hit to the outfield, and the Twins could win the game. And Ben tonight has one hit in 4 trips. A pinch hit double by Denard Span. And now Blake Wood will work from a set. Check set runner, leans back and pitches. And delivers low, 1 ball and no strikes. One out, one. Twins batting in the bottom of the ninth inning. Trying to pull out a 1-0 win. Now the set by right-hander Blake Wood. And the pitch. Foul down the left field line. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Been a while since the Twins have won a shutout game. Have to go all the way back to the 4th of July when they beat the Tampa Bay Rays 7-0 behind Brian Dunson. They could win a shutout game here with a base hit by Ben Revere. There's no score. Span the base runner. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to short. Span to third. Escobar to first. 2 down. Twins now 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position. And the scheduled batter, Trevor Plouffe, against Blake Wood. Well, a lot can happen. Doesn't necessarily have to be a base hit. Wild pitch, pass ball, air. Trevor steps in with a chance for the Twins. With two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, Denard Spann at third base, and the pitch down low. And a good stop by Perez, the catcher. He had to block that pitch, prevent it from being a wild pitch. One ball, no strikes. A one-out double by Denard Spann. He advances to third, and a ground out by Ben Revere. Now Trevor Plouffe batting, and here's the one ball pitch, and a line drive base hit. Twins win the game. Denard Spann scores. 1-0, the Twins win it. Hey, how about that? Trevor Plouffe with a line drive single through the left side of the infield. Mobbed by his teammates, and the Twins avoid a 100-loss season as they win by way of the shutout here tonight. Carl Pavano with a 1-0 shutout victory. How about that? The Twins win it here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Their seventh walk-off hit of the year. And second in a week. And the entire Twins team out to congratulate Trevor Plouffe. What a game by Carl Pavano. And what a finish for the Minnesota Twins. Twins in the bottom of the ninth. Trevor Plouffe's game-winning hit. Solid single into left field. Trevor's 31st run batted into the year. And Art Spann trotting across home plate. And the Twins secure the victory. For the Twins in the ninth, they get one run on two hits. There were no errors, and there's one man left on. Final score here tonight. Twins win it 1-0 on Trevor Plouffe's game-winning hit. Chris Atterbury standing by with an update on the download to Twins post-game show, which will follow our game broadcast. Chris, what's up?
I'm not going to cry again, all right?
I hope I don't. Yeah, this was quite a finish as the Twins win this one by a final score of 1-0. And you know, Danny, as you just stated, Carl Pavano certainly put a very nice wrap on what this season was all about for the Minnesota Twins. And certainly we end our year as the Twins avoid that 100-loss season with their 63rd win, their 63-99. And I just can't tell you how much I've enjoyed our relationship on and off the microphone and the fun that we've had during the course of the years that we've been together. I will truly miss you, and I know we'll stay in touch, but I just want to let you know that it's been a great run, 11 years that we've been together, and we certainly have had a very good time.
Well,
I've enjoyed it.
I just want to thank you as well, because you've been the ultimate gentleman. You know, we've had some discussions other than baseball over the years, and, you know, I just think that was healthy for our relationship. I am truly going to miss you here as we move forward to the next season, but I know I'll see you down there in spring training. I may even rent again back in your neighborhood, all right?
That's fine. We'd love to have you. We know that.
Just hey, make sure that you enjoy those jackets. I know it's warm down there in Florida. You might not get an opportunity to wear those too often. But also, John, open invitation for you and Nancy. You can make the Sturgis rally this next year.
Good. I'll be looking forward to it if we plan to go. Folks, the Twins win this one by a score of 1-0. 1-10-0 with 11 left. No runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 3 left for Kansas City. The Twins win their 8th shutout win of the year against 13 shutout losses. The Royals 6-8. And the Twins end the season with a record of 63-99. The Royals end up 71-90. And the Twins end up winning the season series as they take 10 wins to 8 wins for Kansas City. Twins did not steal a base tonight, but you can link your team to more ways than ever with CenturyLink's broadband, entertainment, and voice. Quest is now CenturyLink. And the Twins win, fueled by Caribou Coffee. Go to cariboucoffee.com/twins. Print off the coupon to receive one of their new grilled cheese sandwiches for $3. You can do that tomorrow. And before we close, time for our West Bend Silver Lining play of the game. Well, this one was nip and tuck all the way. No score until the ninth inning. And Ron Gardenier pulled one out of the hat when he decided to pinch hit Denard Span for Drew Butera in the bottom of the ninth with one man out. Lakewood to Denard, swinging a line drive down the right field line, a fair ball. This one will catch the corner. Span on his way to second. He'll cruise into second base with a two-bagger. And the Twins have the winning run at second base. One out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Silver Lining play brought to you by West Bend. The worst brings out our best. That's the Silver Lining. Pavano the winner. He's 9-13. Lakewood the loser. He's 5-3. There were no home runs in the game. 36,488 attended here tonight. And the time of game was 2 hours and 7 minutes. 2:07 was tonight's time of game. Kyle Hammer's been our game site engineer, and we enjoyed working with Kyle this year, and we wish Kyle the best of luck, Danny. He's going to get married.
Yes, you know, he is. He might have to come back for that, John.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we got the invitation, but we wish Kyle and Beth the very best. They got a big weekend coming up this weekend with many family members coming in, and the wedding scheduled in November. And certainly, Kyle, we wish you the best and hope everything works out well for you. Now, before we close, sometimes you don't know how things happen. Somehow, somewhere, I developed a crazy close for the end of our closed-circuit broadcast. Now, the closed-circuit broadcast is when the actual broadcast of the game is over, and you have to feed a game story and a promo for the next game down the line. It would go something like this. That is all, there is no more. I repeat to all that might be listening, I know there are many, and that's where Danny would holler in the background, nobody's listening. And then I would say, wherever, John Gordon, good night, everybody. And that lonely board op out there in Twins territory would close down the studio, head out at the door, and close out for the night. And every once in a while, a visiting broadcaster would be finishing up next door, and they'd say, hey, Gordo, give me a shot. And I would say, there is no more. From the Metrodome, John Gordon with Ryan Lefevre or Jim Powell or Terry Smith. Good night, everybody. So tonight, there is no more from John Gordon. What a great run I've had. 25 years with the Twins and working with wonderful people. Called a friend of mine who retired from baseball broadcasting 2 years ago and asked him, how did he handle his final broadcast? He said he announced his retirement after the season. I said, you're a smart man. But then I asked him, how are you doing? And he said he doesn't miss the grind, the travel, and so forth, but what he misses are the people. And that's the same thought that I have tonight. So many good friends, so many great relationships, so many great times. So to all you great people out there listening to Twins Baseball, thank you for letting me into your homes wherever. I'll sneak in here a time or two, I know that. But from now, I'm going to give my wife and my kids and my grandkids a big hug and relax and just say, touch them all, Twins fans, you are the best. From Target Field, so long, everybody, on your home for Minnesota Twins baseball.